from KQED.
Despite recent reports from several porn actors they've tested positive for HIV, the adult film industry plans to return to business as usual tomorrow after a temporary shutdown. At issue is whether actors are properly protected from the risk of contracting sexual diseases. In a news conference yesterday, a number of actors argued condoms should be required on all sets. LA County voters passed a law to that effect, and a federal court upheld the law last month. But the porn industry has vowed to appeal. The California Report's Los Angeles Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
The LA porn industry's leading trade organization, the Free Speech Coalition, called for the moratorium after at least four performers tested positive for HIV. One of the actors, Cameron Bay, got the news in July.
It's mind-blowing, mind-boggling, and scary to me. And I'm just here to share my story and try to prevent anything like this happening to anybody else.
Bay is among the performers calling on the adult film industry to impose tougher screening standards for sexually transmitted diseases. The Free Speech Coalition claims none of the infections occurred during film shoots, but the coalition will now require performers to be screened every 14 days, up from the previous 28-day standard. But that doesn't satisfy some critics.
We've got to stop taking medical advice from pornographers.
Michael Weinstein is president of the LA-based AIDS Healthcare Foundation.
We've had multiple instances where people lie about their results, doctor their results, or aren't required to show their results. So the whole story that this testing system in place is ironclad is simply untrue.
In a statement, the adult film industry trade group said it needs to remain vigilant, but that the new HIV testing standard will help protect the health and well-being of performers. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.